This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
303 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday. Yes, it is hot. The rain is moving in tomorrow. That's going to be related to that Debbie, Hurricane Debbie, Tropical Storm Debbie. We got, looks of it, probably 3 or 4 days dealing with that. Lots of rain and lots of wind. There's no question about this, Tim Walz. Make no mistake, this is the equivalent of the Democrat Party in 2024 hanging out a sign that says, "Jews need not apply." That's what we are seeing. You know, we used to say there was this Hamas wing of the Democrats. Seems more now like the Democrats are a wing of Hamas. I heard that earlier today, and at first I shook my head, and then I thought, no, you know what? We could do some of the math, and I do want to remind you, since we're talking about numbers, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line is available to you now. In fact, it's always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Here's what I see, and if you see it in any other way, by all means, you tell me, but if I'm Kamala Harris and I want to win the White House, I pick someone who can deliver electoral college votes. Right? Remember now, that's how you win the White House. 270. It's not about how many millions of votes you get out there in that popular election. It's about how many electoral votes you get, and the magic number is 270. You take a walk around the United States, and certain states are considered to be just sort of locked up, right? California is going to go blue. It's going to go for the Democrats. So if you're the Democrat, you don't have to spend a lot of time out there or a lot of money. And if you're a Republican, in all likelihood, you choose not to spend a lot of time or money out there. How about South Carolina? Well, South Carolina has some pockets of Democrats, but it is an overwhelmingly red state. It is overwhelmingly Republican. So, if you are a Republican, you know that's in your column already. You're not going to spend a lot of money or time in South Carolina. And if you're a Democrat, you will choose not to spend a lot of time or money in South Carolina. So there are a handful of states that are toss-up states, right? Arizona, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Michigan. Those five come immediately to mind. Now, let's run down the list for a second. The governor of Michigan, Whitmer, took herself out of contention for the vice presidential race, the Veep stakes, right? So she's gone. She said out loud publicly where everybody could see her and hear her, said, "Oh, not interested in being vice president." So she's out. You have North Carolina, Roy Cooper is the governor there. Roy Cooper took himself out of contention, said, "Oh, nope, nope, I'm not interested in running for vice president with Kamala Harris." Take North Carolina out of the mix. So let me see now. You've got Pennsylvania. You've got Arizona. Didn't I have another one? Was there another state up for grabs? Well, it could have been Ohio, but nah, that's... All right, so let's just deal with these two for a second. Pennsylvania and Arizona. So Arizona, you have this guy, Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly is a hardcore leftist, make no mistake about it, but he's been able to position himself as a centrist. And Arizona's up for grabs, and Arizona's electoral college votes are up for grabs. Well, if you want to win, wouldn't you think seriously about that guy? You would. Well, then there's Pennsylvania. So Pennsylvania has 18 electoral college votes. 18. And it's considered a swing state. Oh, and the governor of Pennsylvania is actually very popular. So there's a real good possibility he could help you get those 18 electoral college votes. That seems like a good thing, right? So let's just analyze a little bit. We're kind of down now to just a couple of places that are going to help you if you really are interested in becoming president, right? So Arizona, it's up for grabs. It could go blue, it could go red. It has 11 electoral votes. Well, that's not bad. But you don't really have anybody who's super popular. Mark Kelly is the guy you would pick, but he's not all that popular. I mean, he's been popular enough to get elected. There is some question about it, whether he's going to be reelected. So you may or may not want to tie your presidential balloon to his basket. All right, well, let's take him off the table then. So we're left with Josh Shapiro. Right, the governor of Pennsylvania, 18 electoral votes, an extremely popular governor, and a solid Democrat. Why do you not pick him? Why instead do you go to Tim Walz? Tim Walz he's a far left-winger's left-winger. He describes socialism as just being neighborly. He's got a few problems as well. He's got an old DUI conviction. Pretty serious, too. He was convicted of doing 99 miles an hour in a 55 mile an hour zone. Oh, and then there's the whole stolen valor thing, because there's a whole slew of Minnesota National Guard members who are calling him out as a liar on his rank and his service. So that's an issue. Oh, and Minnesota only has 10 electoral votes. Only 10 electoral college votes. Oh, and here's the other thing.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You're going to win Minnesota. Right? Minnesota's not in any danger of going red, is it? Donald Trump's not in any danger of winning Minnesota. Minnesota is solidly Democrats. So if you're Kamala Harris and you've got this flawed candidate, again, stolen valor, old DUI conviction, a far left wing wackadoodle. Now, of course, you identify with that because you yourself are a far left wing wackadoodle. But nonetheless, I mean, I thought you wanted to bring more people in so that you could flip things and you could win the Electoral College, right? Because you want to be president. In theory, that's what you're telling us. There's a lot of this doesn't make sense. Oh, well, let me tell you something else about Tim Walz. Tim Walz hates the cops. Now, in that matter, he's right in line with Kamala Harris, so no problem there. But his wife is, well, what's the Democrats' favorite word now? Weird. His wife, Mrs. Walz, talked about how great it was while the city of Minneapolis was burning. You remember those mostly peaceful protests? Antifa, BLM, you know, the assorted criminal element, the thugs. She talked about how great it was to open the windows in the Minnesota governor's mansion so that she could smell the tires burning. Oh, call me crazy. I think that's a little weird. But let's get back to the math. And you know, I'm not a numbers guy, right? How many times have I told you that? I'm not a numbers guy. I'm not big on numbers. I have difficulty with numbers. But even I can understand the possibility of getting 18 votes as opposed to 10 that you already have. Boy, that seems like it might be worth exploring if you wanted to run for president. Here's what I know. And I say this as a Jewish guy who's lived here on planet Earth for 5 decades plus. This was all about Josh Shapiro being Jewish. This was all about Josh Shapiro when he was 20 years old in college, speaking strongly in favor of Israel. First, they made him come out and apologize for that and turn his back on that. But that was not enough. That's not enough for the Hamas wing of the Democrats because they now control the Democrat Party. And you are not going to stand in any way, shape, or form with Israel. And frankly, we don't want you because you are Jewish. That's the message I take from this. I don't think you can read it any other way. I think it's ugly. I would ask you to go back in time. Remember Al Gore? Right? I didn't agree with Al Gore on any issues. But Al Gore picked Joe Lieberman to be his running mate. Remember that? Joe Lieberman, the senator from Connecticut. And Lieberman said to him, look, I'm honored and I'd be happy to run with you, but you know I'm not available Friday evenings or Saturday before sunset because I'm an Orthodox Jew. And Al Gore said, yeah, that's okay. That's fine. I didn't vote for the Gore-Lieberman ticket, but I did take some degree of comfort in thinking, wow, one of the two major parties has nominated a Jewish guy for one of the highest offices in the land. Fast forward a few decades, and here we are right now, as the Democrats in 2024 have said to the Jews, stay away. We don't want any part of you. This is so ugly, so unbelievably ugly. All right, we are going to talk a little bit more about that as we head through today's little adventure here. We've got the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, Joe Moreno, who's going to join us at 3:33. It appears as if former President Trump is going to be sentenced up in New York. They're going to go ahead with this. And I don't know. I just don't know which way it's going to go or how it's going to go. But obviously, Joe Moreno will have the insight on that. Really, nobody better when it comes to legal analysis than Joe Moreno. I think he's absolutely the best of the best. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my friend John Reed is going to be here. I know John's going to be exploring this more about Tim Walz. We'll also be getting some updates, a little more insight on who Walz is. And folks have reached out to me and said, Jeff, are you still going to Israel? Well, as of last night, I guess around 10:30 in the evening, yes, I am still going to Israel. It's supposed to be 12 days from now. Going on this mission trip. And the airlines, if you've noticed, if you follow the news, are canceling a number of flights to Israel. As it stands right now, my flight is still on. So if it remains in that situation, then yes, I fully intend to go to Israel in 12 days. I'd like to offer all of the help that I can, and I'd like to share as many of these stories as I can because, well, given what Kamala Harris has just done, it's a weird, dangerous time right now for Jews. It really is. It's a very, very bad time, and somebody has got to stand up and do some speaking, and apparently that's going to be me. But that is if the flight goes the way it's supposed to go. Again, in 12 days we are supposed to depart, and again, that was as it was last night. I am checking and checking and rechecking. I know some people have had their flights canceled, but I'll keep you in the loop, I promise you. By the way, the economic indices, I'm looking at the numbers here. Now, they're in the green as we speak. There was a big sell-off yesterday. You know that. I know that. 1,000 points plus for the Dow. The Nikkei is the one that really kind of rocked everybody because they shed about 12% of their value. And we'll see which way this goes. I don't think there's any growing confidence now that Kamala Harris can do any better in another 4 years than she's done in the last 4 years. Oh, the Fed. I do have to tell you this. Wells Fargo has their analysts out front, and they are claiming that the Fed, during a meeting in September and a meeting in November, will cut the interest rate by 50 basis points each time. That's half a percentage point. So that would be a total of 1% cut if, in fact, that comes to pass. All right. Chronic Care of Richmond text line certainly available to you. 833-804-1140. Jeremy, 520 this afternoon. Let us give away the 4-pack of tickets for the big NASCAR race coming to Richmond Raceway Complex on August the 11th. It is 316 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.